Friends, this year should be a special Chosr Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina for Simcha ben Nechagitl. It says in the Torah, as we well know, that the brothers took Yosef and they threw him in the pit. And then it says in Perek Lam Zayin Kosu Chafei V'yeshu Lecho Lechem, they sat down to eat bread, and then they found some Ishmaelites coming. And they were bringing their spices down to Mitzrayim, and Yehuda said, "Why should we kill our brother? Let's sell him to the Ishmaelim." The Medrash says in Esther Rabbah that you can't say, it's a very, very serious thing to say, that Hashem is a vatran. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not mocha legamre, he has patience, and then ultimately justice is served. So he said to the Shvatim, "You sold your brother. Mitoch Maichel Umishta, you were eating and drinking. I'm going to do the same thing to you. V'amelech v'aman yashvu lishtos." So the Medrash finds a theme here that the, just like they were sold, Yosef was sold by eating and drink, after eating and drinking. So now the Jews, later on as a punishment, are going to be sold by the king in Haman when they're eating and drinking. Amar v'yisachar dikvar mandi. U'maim zeh shemachol v'yom v'lotem shlachtem osi hena ki alokim. Red hechani metukenes shradi me Mordechai osona shel mechiras Yosef kayim mishena mocha askam v'kama. Said if Yosef, who was mocha, he said you didn't send me here, was God. Look at how long it lasted until Mordechai. The onesh of mechiras Yosef still existed. If you're not mocha, lachas kama v'kama. So we have to understand from this medrash it's mashma that the sin of mechiras Yosef was extant until the time of Mordechai and Esther, and therefore they had this gzeirah of lashmid, larog, ulabed, this kol ha-yehudim from the machal mishta of the king in Haman as an onesh on mechiras Yosef. So it would appear that with this gzeirah there was a kapara for the one of mechiras Yosef. However, in the famous medrash of Eila Eskara, we see that the asaru gemalchus in the time of the Tanaim were killed as an onesh on the mechir of Yosef instead of the brothers of Yosef. So we see that the oven of Mechiras Yosef wasn't Miskaper in the time of Achashverosh and Haman. It lasted even later, to the Tanaim, Asaruge Malchus. And we have to understand the Medrash itself, Manavshach, since Yosef was Mochol, so why do they need to be punished by the Gzer of Lahashmin Larogul Abed? If the Mechila doesn't help, so why should we mention it? The Mechila is worthless. And if the Mechila did help, then why were they punished? So the Mishnas Chaim, Hagon Rev Chaim Meir Halevi Steinberg Shlita, he writes in his Mishnas Chaim in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, Sefer Bereishis, as follows, that B'Mechiras Yosef, there were really two problems, as we often have when there's an Avera. One is it's Ben An L'Chavera, but it's also Ben An L'Mokom. Every Ben An L'Chavera is also Ben An L'Mokom. So even if one gets Kapara on one of these Tevios, the second one still remains. And the nafkamina is that even after Yosef was mochel for selling him, since Hashem chashav alatova, God worded made it all work out for the best, that only is legabe the tviyah of Ben Adam l'chavero, for that Yosef can be mochel. But on the tviyah of Ben Adam l'makom b'mechiras Yosef, that Yosef isn't bailam to be mochel. That's for Hashem. So now we can say that the gzeir of l'hashmid l'ar gulabin in the time of Mordechai and Esther, which comes al oved mechiras Yosef, and asaru gimalchus, which are in, instead of the brothers of Yosef that are on Onash al Mechiras, so are really two different inyanim. The Gzeir of Lahashmi Laragula Abed is a Tviyah on the Chelik of Ben Adam Lachavero that was Mechiras Yosef. And that the Asaru Gemalchus were killed was as an Onash on the Mechiras Yosef and the Chelik of Ben Adam Lamakom. And with this we can answer our Kasha. That the Onash of Mechiras Yosef still existed even after the time of Mordechai and Esther, because the Tanaim were killed. So what do you see from there? Because there's two different Yanim here. The oven of Mechiras Yosef that they were punished for in the time of Mordechai and Esther, that's the Ben Adam L'Chavero part. And the Ben Adam L'Makom still exists until the time of the Tanaim, the Asar Ruge Malchus. So the Medrash here that we quoted is talking about the Bein Adam La Chavero aspect. They were punished about that in the time of Mordechai and Esther. But the Bein Adam La Makom part of the Avera, that lasted until the time of the Asar Ruge Malchus. And now we can understand the Medrash. The Medrash says, Atem b'chartem b'sachicha mitoch machal u'mishte. Mai mishem machal. So it says that you sold him from food and drink. If somebody's mochel, this is what happens. Imagine if he's not mochel. In other words, the tefiyah is on the chelek menam lachaver, and even though Yosef is mochel, and the machila is effective, so why were they punished? So that's why the Medrash emphasizes, Atem b'chartem b'sachicha mitoch machal u'mishte. In other words, in the very mechir of Yosef, Yosef is mochel. But that they sold him mitoch machal u'mishte, that's a zilzul gadol, and that makes it even worse. The Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and that Yosef wasn't mochel. Why were they eating and drinking in the Sefer Shai LaTorah, which is like a collection of brisker vorts on the parsha? So he says there, in the name of the Gri is a real brisker vort. That's the Rambam says that when you're done dinin nefashis, so you don't eat and drink that day. So the brothers were really hungry. They hadn't eaten and drinking because they were busy being done dinin nefashis. So memel, they hadn't eaten, so they sat down to eat. Al kopanim, it doesn't look good that after they sell their brother, they sit down to eat. So it was an onesh. The onesh was lahash milarugabin mitoch machal umishta. So now we've broken this down beautifully. We have the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro aspect, Bein Adam L'Makom aspect, and the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro aspect also has two aspects. We have the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro that Yosef was mochel. And that is that the Etzem HaMechira. But then the fact that they didn't mitoch machal mishta, that wasn't forgiven. That was a bigger zilzul. That they were punished for in the time of Mordechai and Esther. And then the Bein Adam L'Makom aspect is in the time of the Asara Haruge Malchus. Now Esther Amalka said to the king, and Esther, per example, Zagdalet, Vila, Vodim L'Shvachos, Nimkarnu Echarashti, Kenetzar Shavim Nezik HaMelech. So, well, what does she have to bring this up? The gzeira is that they should be killed. So what does she have to bring up? The sinyan of mechira la'avadim. So it could be that since the gzeira was because of mechira Yosef adi ashvadim mitoch achila v'shtia, and on the etzem mechira Yosef was already mochel, then there was just the tvi on the benem la'amak on the chavero, and the fact that they sold him mitoch achila v'shtia, so mida keneged mida, it was matim that Klal Yisrael should be sold as avadim. So therefore, because Yosef was sold as an eved, so ila avadim l'shvachos nimkarnu, if they were sold as avadim l'shvachos hecharashti, but now how can they be killed that they don't deserve? And even though the Torah Taka says gone vishem macharav nimtzav yadam osyumas, so selling somebody there's an onus misa, so maybe Esther held that's only because of the chelik ben adam l'makom shebe mechira, but here the tefiyah is on the chelik ben adam l'chavero. And it's not even on the Iker Tfiyah, the Iker Mechira, it's on the fact that it was Mitoch Machal Mishte. So she said that they should only be sold as Avadim and Shvachus. So now we have to understand that if Gzeres Lahashmid Larog Labed is Kol HaYehudim is coming because they sold Yosef Mitoch Achil V'Shtiyah, so in the end when this Gzeres was Misbatel, so now how do they have Kapara and that they sold Yosef Mitoch Achil and Shtiyah? In the pasuk where it says Vitsumu alai b'al tochlu b'al tishtu, apparently there's a kvelis here. Why do you have to write Vitsumu and also b'al tochlu b'al tishtu? In the Medrash Tehillim, they're all made on this kvelis, and it says Vitsumu alai. Why does it say b'al tochlu b'al tishtu? How can you tsam and be eat and drink? Rather, Vitsumu al masha achaltem b'shasisem b'mishta achashverosh. And this Medrash is based on the Gemara and Megillah that the onus of Lahash Ma'arug La'abed is because they were nanim besudosu shalach hashverosh muvato the gzera. Esther said v'tsumu alai to be mechaper in the achil and shtia in the mishta v'achashverosh. It's double lashon. Fast for me because the achil and shtia in the time of achashverosh. However, according to the Medrash Rabbah that we quoted earlier, that the gzera of Lahash Ma'arug La'abed is to be mechaper in the mechiras Yosef, we can say when Esther said v'tsumu alai is and v'al tochu v'al tishtu is because of the achil and shtia of it's Miramis, the Achil and Shtiyah by Mechiras Yosef. And then they're going to get Kapara from Mechiras Yosef, Mitoch Achil and Shtiyah. And then there's going to be a bitl of the Gzer of Lahash Milarag Ula'abed, which is Betoras Onash al Mechiras Yosef, Mitoch Achil and Shtiyah. So it emerges then that Be'etzem Atzom Azeh, Shel Gimel Yamim, they won't eat and drink, they're going to have a Kapara for the sin of selling Yosef, Mitoch Achil and Shtiyah. And then there's no longer going to be necessary to be Mekayim, the Gzer of Lahash Milarag Ula'abed. And Esther said, "Ani gam ani min arosa yatsum kein." So why does she have to add that she's going to fast? Chor is a tiny tzibur, and she's included in it. So according to what we said, that the tzom was midah keneged midah, because they ate and drank b'mechiras Yosef, so mikir adin, the chiyuv tzom was only on those who were mishtatef b'mechiras Yosef. Now Esther came from where? She came from Zerah Binyamin. And since she came from Zerah Binyamin, so Binyamin wasn't involved in mechiras Yosef, so apparently she's pater, and therefore she said, no, I'm also going to fast. I'm also going to be mishtatef as b'tzom. In Bereishis Rabbah, Parshas Vayechi, Tzadi Tes, it says, "B'shal Shem Rishlom Alivnos Beis Habechira Yeshvatim Ratzu Medainim Elu Imelu Zehomer B'tchumi Yibane Zehomer B'tchuni Yibane." So there was a big discussion: who's going to get the Beis Hamikdash in their chelik? When Shlom was building the Beis Hamikdash, each one wanted in their own chelik. Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu Shvatim Lomit Ratzun Kulchem Shvatim Kulchem Tzadikim Ela Gavnunim My Gavnunim Ganovim Kulcha. The pasuk is based on a pasuk: Lomit Ratzun Gam Gavnunim. So Ela Gavnunim Al Gavnunim Ganovim Kulchem Yisim Shufat Shutav Mechiras Shal Yosef Binyam Shal Mishtatef Mechiras Shal Yosef. So you were all Ganovim, you were all Mishtatef Mechiras Yosef, but Binyamin, who wasn't, he's going to get the Beis Hamikdash in his chelik. So we have to ask: Ruvain also wasn't Mechiras Yosef, so why wasn't the Beis Hamikdash built B'chelk Al Shal Ruvain? So Pshuto, we can say that since Ruvain received his chelik B'Evar Yarden, and this Makom is not royal Beis HaShchina, like it says in the Sefri Zuta, the beginning of Parshas Naso, therefore the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built in his chelek, even though he was involved in Mechiras Yosef. But Lechora, we can't say this, because it would appear that even if Ruvain was Roy, that if Ruvain was Roy, that the Beis HaMikdash should be built Pechelko, Ruvain would be Mekabel Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, and then he would get the Beis HaMikdash. Since he wasn't Mekabel Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't Roy that the Beis HaMikdash should be built Pechelko. So you have to understand, Ruvain wasn't Mechiras Yosef, so why didn't he get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael and have the Beis HaMikdash built b'chelko? The Shlo and Chelik Torah Shebichsav, at the beginning of Parshas Be'eshev, writes that Yosef said to his brothers, "V'atem alula shalom alavichem." V'atem is a diuk. Kolomar, atem alu l'shalom alavichem shebashamayim, aval tamusu odapam ki tisgaglo asura megamalchus. That's the Ani. The Aleph is Kel, and the Nun is Nekamos, and then the Yud is Hashem. So the Shlah says that the Yosef was saying that you're going to go to your L'shalom El Avicham Shebashamayim, but it's going to happen again, you're going to die again, because you're going to be Mizgalgan the Asar Ruvim Malchus. And according to this Zariah, that Ruvim was also in the Asar Ruvim Malchus, even though he didn't sin with Bechirus Yosef, but since he was Mevalbel, he moved his father's couch into the tent of his mother Leah, so for that he was punished. And there's a remez that Anani Ba, that Kel Nekamos Hashem, that Ruvain was also punished. That's why Ruvain was also one of the Asarogi Malchus. So the Pashtus Divrei Hashla, Enochinami Ruvain wasn't involved in Mechiras Yosef, but he has another sin, that he was Mevalbel Yitzuei Aviv, that he messed around with his father's bed, and because of that, there are Sarugi Malchus. One is Bimkom Ruvain, who is Mevalbel Yitzuei Aviv, and then the other nine, because they sold Yosef. But since the Shla writes that the remez is in the pasuk of Anani Ba, and this pasuk is Binyan Mechiras Yosef, so it's mashman that the Chet of Ruvain of Bilbul Yitzuei Aviv is also Shayach to Mechiras Yosef. And it also says in the Medrash Lekach Tov, Yelad Einenu Vani Anani Ba, Vani Anani Ba. And it says later on also, Perek in Parsha Memtes, Ve'afal pisha lisa mishke ve'avicha az chilalta yitzui Allah ala shivchacha be'atzelas achicha. Shne'amar ve'yishma ruvein ve'atzileu miyadam. So we see in these midrashim the shaychus between the bilbul yitzui aviv and mechet mechiras Yosef, because vayela de'enenu anani ba, he thought that he would find some sort of healing for the mice of Bila, for moving his father's bed to his mother's tent. And now, anani ba, now what am I going to do? So it's connected to mechiras Yosef. And there's another medrash that also connects Mishkeve Avicha as Chilalti Yitzui Allah. And then, so even though you did that, but you saved your brother. You see again the shaykh is between the chayt of Ruvain of Bilbul Yitzui Aviv and the fact and the mechir of Yosef. Right, Ruvain said, "Al tishpachu dam naki," and he said instead to throw him in the pit. So you see the shaychus between the Ruvain's Bilbul Yitzui Aviv and Mechiras Yosef. So we can say like this, that on Mechiras Yosef there were two tviyas. One is Ben Adam LaMakom and the other is Ben Adam LaChavero. Like we said earlier, Ben Adam LaChavero, that was Mechiras Yosef, there were two tviyas. Number one, that they were Pogabi Yosef, they sold him. And number two, that they didn't care about the Tsar of Yaakov Avinu that came through Mechiras Yosef. Now when Reuven was Vavalba Yitzui Aviv, he also wasn't Choshish Lechvodo Shel Aviv. So it could be that the fact that Reuven wasn't Choshish Lechvodo Shel Aviv, that caused the brothers to sell Yosef. They also weren't Choshish for the Kavod and the Tsar of Yaakov Avinu. So it turns out that the Maisa of Reuven Bebilbul Yitzui Aviv, hey, it was Goram the Mechiraso Shel Yosef, and therefore Reuven is also considered as a partner in Mechiras Yosef, and that maybe was why the Shla found the remez for Reuven in the Mechir of Yosef. Reuven's Onesh, Reuven's Aveira and Onesh, and being part of the Aserim Malchus, the Shla found the remez for that in Mechiras Yosef, because Reuven was also guilty for Mechiras Yosef. Why? Because he wasn't mitchashev, he didn't care about the Tsar, he wasn't overly concerned with the Tsar of his father when he was Mevalba Yitzui Aviv, so that caused his brothers also not to be concerned with the Tsar of their father. And that's what Rashi writes, Ane Anani Ba Mitzara Shel Abba. What am I going to do about the Tsar of my father? In other words, if Reuven, that's what the Medrash says that we read earlier, Yelad Enenu Vani Ani Ba, Vani Ani Ba, Kasev Risi Shem Tzatru for the Maisa Bila Va'ata Ani Ba. In other words, if Reuven would have prevented Mechiras Yosef and not been Mitzar Yaakov Avinu, that would have prevented the Tzar of Yaakov Avinu, would have been a trufa, would have been a healing, a medicine for the Zilzul B'chvod Aviv Va'idei Maisa Bilbul Yitzui Aviv. But the Yelad Enenu, and therefore, since he's not here anymore, I'm stuck with that sin. And I caused my father Tsar, and now also my brothers are causing my father Tsar. So you see the shaychus between Reuven. Once Reuven set that example that he caused his father Tsar, that made the brothers sin as well, and therefore Reuven is going to be one of the he's going to be Mizgalgil and one of the Asar Ruge Malchus. It says in Pasuk Choftes, Vayasha Reuven Alabor and Bracious Rabba Vehechan Haya. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Besak of Taniso, he was in his sack and fasting. Nobody ever sinned before me to tshuva. You started by doing tshuva. In other words, Reuven was the first to do tshuva, and because of him, his great grandson's going to do tshuva, and that's Hoshea, who said, Tshuva Yisrael al Hashem Elokecha. So everybody asks, Reuven is not the first to do tshuva. It says in the Medrash that Adam Rishon did tshuva, Kain did tshuva. And also, why is the tshuva of Reuven nirmaz in the Maisa of Mechiras Yosef? Right, we have the remez of tshuva in the Maisa of Mechiras Yosef. Right, he was doing tshuva. Where was he? He was besako v'tanisa. So, what exactly was his tshuva? What was his tshuva with respect to Mechiras Yosef? they went and they sold him. What was his tshuva? So it says in the Sefer Shaila Torah, in the name of Rav David Soloveitchik, that Mechiras Yosef, besides the Etzem Mechir of Yosef, like we said, there was also Tzar to the Yaakov Avinu. And yet his brother still sold Yosef, and Reuven was choshish that being vavabel Yitzui Aviv, that was a bizayon to Yaakov, and that caused the other Shvatim not to be choshish lechvodo, and letzaro shel Yaakov Avinu mechiratzo shel Yosef. So it emerges then that Reuven, in an indirect way, caused mechiras Yosef. If not for his meisim, they would not have sold Yosef. Reuven was choser b'tshuva also on Avinu mechiras Yosef, even though it was mishtatef mechiratzo, he was just a goer, and that's what he was posech b'tshuva tchila. He was posech b'tshuva on an aveira that he didn't directly cause. He didn't directly cause this Avera, so therefore it says that Reuven returned to the boar. Vayashav perek pasuk chavtes, vayashav Reuven abor, vihine en Yosef babor, v'yikras begada. So where was he? He was in the middle of doing tshuva. And what was he doing tshuva for? He was doing tshuva that because of him, the brothers were mezalzel in Yosef. He felt so bad that the brothers were mistreating Yosef. It was only because and not worrying about Yaakov's tzar. What about Yaakov's tzar? So for that, he was doing tshuva. And he's the first one to do tshuva, meaning even though he didn't sin directly, but the fact that he caused the brothers to sin by his disregard for Yaakov. The Shlomo also writes, Yesh Kasam, obviously we're talking about Gedolei Olam, I'm not bringing them down to our level, Chas V'Shalom, just understanding the Parsha, Lefi, what the Torah and the Midrashim write. So the Shlomo also says, V'yesh Kasam Mekubala, Marmam Ruvain Lo Haya B'chal Asura Megamalchus, V'yosef Hayechad Meha Mitam Shu Garam Lam Lachet. So some say that Reuven wasn't one of the Asura Gamalchus, it was Yosef, he caused the sin, V'shamati Mikzum Kubalak, Rabbi Akiva Haya Gilgul Shal Yosef, Rabbi Akiva was the Gilgul of Yosef, Yosef Hu Echad, Yosef was one, say the Mekubalim, Rabbi Akiva died, Yatzin Nishmasu Bechad, he was Nishmas Yosef. So Yatzin Nishmasu Bechad writes the Shla, Kibalti bo sod acher shebeemes lo haya rak tisha megulgalim, ki Reuven lo chata v'chein Yosef u ben Yamin, rak shem shitfu ashchina imayim, kishasu acherim kaviyachu kilu haitz ashchina o zeres b'mais hazeh. So I was makabel that Be'emes, there were only 9 Megugalim. Reuven didn't sin. And there was also Yosef and Minyam, and they were also guiltless. So who is the 10th? The 10th is the Shechina. That they made a Cherem for the Shechina, that the Shechina is going to be part of them. Shechina is going to be involved in this Mechira. And Nishus Rabbi Akiva was Bimkoma Shechina. It's so well in the place of the Shechina. That's when it was Yotan the Shechina. So now it's interesting. Above a comment of Memalef Amad Aleph Amad Beis, it says Shimon Amsoni, Hayadarish Kol Esen Shabbatari Darish, and all the S's in the Torah. Kemish Shigila, Shem Lokechal Tira. When he got to the pasuk Shem Lokechal Tira, he stopped. What are you going to equate to the fear of God? So they said, Rebbe, what about all the S's you darish until now? He said, No, just like I was makabel schar la drisha, I'm makabel schar la prisha. I was makabel schar for the drisha, I was makabel schar for not being darish. Torah Rabbi Akiva came, and he was malamed. It says Shem Lokechal Tira, the rabbis talmidei chachamim. So the Maharsha there explains the machlokes, but according to the Mekubalim, that of all the Asar Rugei Malchus, Rabbi Akiva was Mekom Ashchina, we understand, Rabbi Shimon Amsoni darshan the Koles and Shabbat Torah. When you get to this pasuk of Es Hashem Lokecha Tira, he couldn't darshan any Es. What do you equate to fear of Hashem? Only Rabbi Akiva, who's been called the Shechina, he's been called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can darshan Es Hashem Lokecha Tira, the Rabbis Tamid HaChamim. Only Rabbi Akiva, who's in place of Shechina, he can equate the Tamid HaChamim to Hashem. So we have the beautiful word. And we have some understanding of what exactly transpired, a little bit of Kabbalah, and we got down to the lumdus of the various elements of the sin of the brothers of Yosef, and we should be zocher, now that they made a tikkun, we should see the Gula Shleima, and the Achdus Kol HaShvatim. Amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.